ask you to head out next time for the Zoom, right? And don't get frightened. Here's a song for you. We'll work on it for about a half hour. So what I did here, I give you a summary of all the logical functions and the variables in this. Did I end up on my just part? Yeah. When I work these logical problems, I find it's a lot easier to use ones and zeros instead of truths and falses. So I made a summary of all our logical functions. On the exercises, the second to last set of exercises. It says use truth tables to characterize the following statement forms: tautologist, self-contradictory, or contingent. And all they mean by tautologist is that it's all truths, and a contradiction is when they're all false, and a contingent is when one or the other, there's some truth and some false, but not all true or not all false. And, I guess I should label these. These are variables here. So this here is those are called logical functions. And these are called statement forms. I thought I'd go through my notes and summarize for you to help you out through this exercise. So I guess we can get started on the exercise. One thing I find is really easy using this binary form for remembering the truth table. Do you understand what I did here? This is the result of the truth table for the OR function, for the AND function, for the IF function. Follow that. I just summarized it all. Like, if you just take this by itself, right here, that's your AND, the truth table for AND is right here. And if you just lock this out, this is the truth table for OR. X plus the OR, and this would be the truth table for the conditional statement, and likewise for the equivalence, tautology, contradiction, contingent. And I guess I should say another thing that'll help you out to do these exercises. When you have two variables, you'll have 2 to the 2nd power number of rows, so there'll be 4 rows. When you have 4 variables, it'll be, or 3 variables, it'll be 2 to the 3rd, it'll be 8, you'll have 8 rows. When you have 4 variables, it'll be 16 rows. So like this is where P and Q, P, Q and R, Q, R, and F. And there is one exercise where there's 16 rows. I don't know where it is. Oh yeah, number 20 on the first page. I got a lot of fun with that one. 16 rows now. And a good trick for remembering how to order your true or false conditions for your variable is, well, like for your first variable, you have the first half is all true and the second half is all false. Then you just divide by 2. The number of true statements, so you alternate here, true, false, true, false. But if, like, if you have 3, it'll be like this. This will help get you all the combinations. So, like, these are all the possibilities. know all the possibilities for you, the possibilities, all the possibilities for R. Sort of see the pattern there? The halfway point. You have all truth here, all false there, then you divide by two for the next moment, you divide by two for the next moment. So that way you get all the possible combinations of truth and false. And you can just follow the same pattern as the 15 rows. Any questions? Start giving some helpful hands too. For this?
Well, like this would be P, Q, and R. Like one of these problems, you'll have three variables. Like number 15. Oh, you do the start exercise in here too. Just the start. Sorry to mention that. Whoa. This will probably take you more. I worked on it last night. It takes about an hour to do all that. Yeah. Well, you have to show your work. You have to prove your work. Like, yeah, the first one's pretty easy. You remember when Mike covered that last week, how to, you know, you circle the premises, two premises. If both premises are true, and the conclusion is, if for any set of possibilities where both premises are true and the conclusion is false, invalid. But if there's no case where the conclusion is false or zero, when both premises are true, then it's valid. So if it's not invalid, it's valid. That's the right thing. It's how to get tongue-tied. I'm not sure. I'm not sure last year. Oh, yeah, Merv, what this is for is I'm just giving you an easy trick to remember how to get all the all the various true and false combinations for three variables. You know, you probably wondered when Mike listed all the true, false for each variable, how he got that. Well, I'm just telling you how he got it. Like, if you had four variables, you'd have 16 columns, and you'd follow the same pattern. The first eight for P would be ones are true, and the next eight would be all false. And the first four for Q would be true, the next four would be false, the next four would be true, the next four would be false. For R, it would be two, these two would be true, these two would be false, true, false, true, false. And for F, it would just be alternate, true, false, true, false, true. And that's how you get all the combinations for your variables. And after that, you just use these logical functions, work out your table. Any other questions? We kind of follow that. I'll help you. And I'll put out some of the problems. Yeah. But I think this is a handy way to remember the logical function. Another way I did it, the way I remember the logical function, and remember this is only for two-state logical function. Well, a two-variable. You can always reduce your problem to two variables. When you look at it, one way I find it's really useful to remember it is I do it like this. How do I have it? Apologies, it's all one. The contradiction's all zero.
Has anybody ever learned binary base two arithmetic in high school? Same thing. It's either yes or no. That's all logic is, really. That scripture. Either yes or no. Yay or no. That's all it is.
Need to remember it. And the one you really have to remember is this one. The others are pretty obvious. you know, for P and Q, if any one of them is false, all of them, you know, it's false. They both have to be true. For OR, either, you know, either one has to be false or the other has to be false, true. Either one has to be true or the other true, or both true. So if they're both false, then it's false. And for the conditional, that's the hardest one to remember. For the conditional, for if Q, then P, it's just the reverse. I just put this down for completeness. And for equivalent, either they're both true or both false, then it's true. But if either one is true or false, then it's false. That's how I remember. So, another hint in doing the problems is keep everything nice and neat and parallel. And make sure you don't get your rows all mixed up and crooked. Does everyone remember Mike's definition of, do you have it all down in your notes about how to tell if an argument is invalid? It's invalid if a specific form of argument has any substitution in which all the true premises, which has all true premises, you get a false conclusion. I said that earlier. So that's how you test the argument. Be sure and label which ones are premises, which are premises and which is their conclusion. Yeah. Well, you have what pick out the ones that are true and look for the corresponding conclusion. And if any of those are false. Really? Yeah.
Just one of them. Just one of them. Make that all true.
Pick out where all your premises are true, but there's only one premise, wherever one is true. Yeah, where the little, you know, the simple one is true. Yeah. Okay, just thought I'd summarize all this for you. Yeah, you won't need this section until you do the last, second to the last exercise. On number 2 of page 2. And Roman numeral 3 also. Okay. And I'll help you if you just have a question. Just raise your hand. And there are about 20 still. Some of the hardest ones on the board. I'll be handing out another sheet. But you don't need this sheet.
I
fun doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you. One thing that'll help you out is to break the problem down into smaller parts. That's why I put this column and this column and this column here. Because it's contained in the problem here. It's part of the sentence, it's part of the sentence, part of that conclusion. And always break it down into two. One logical function a piece. So this way you can combine if Q then R with if P then if Q then R. Combine that with this with that. Sometimes it's helpful to just put your fingers like this.
Kind of go like that. Let's see. True, true. True, true.
And since that's the if function, then that's true. And let's see. True. False, and by this, let's see. Oh, here it is. If it's true, then false, and that's false. Okay, so that's false. And if P, then R. And that's true and true, so that's true. True. Where am I? Yeah, true, true, so that's true. False. True, that's true. False, true, that's true. Same way down. As you can see, you have to know your logical functions really well to do this. And the one you have to know the best is the if function. The horseshoe function is my code. And that's if P is ever true and also Q is false, then false in the other cases are true. But it gets boggling from the real life. But one thing that I find real useful is to have all premises as close as possible to your community. So if you work it so that the premises are like I have it and the conclusion is the last thing you have, it's a lot easier to determine where both premises are true and to see if the conclusion is true or false. And in cases with three premises, you know, nice to have. You'll be skipping the chart. Yes. Okay. I'll give you all. Yeah. I thought this was going to take a long time. Mike said that I could do it all in an hour. Pardon? Yeah, I'll put all the answers. Mm-hmm.
anybody in the number 20 yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's valid. It's a valid argument. What's the first problem on number 4 that you do?
Number 1. Number 1 would be
Five
is
invalid on that one. Because Washington gets off the range. No. On part 2 of the second page are both contingent. In other words, they're not all true, they're not all four, not all false. Right. And on part 3, they're all tautologies. 1, 5, and 10. And 15. Yeah. Did anyone finish at all these exercises? I think we'll be doing some more examples tomorrow. They can work on them
Answers on the board.
Have your Kansas people working that.
Yeah. I got the dummy answers, so that's real.
It's hard to get that down.
I miss them, but not really.
Yeah, that table should really help you. But you'll find in some of the later the invalid balances, the statement, or setting up the past components,
and line the guys right down the road.
We can combine the premise of
the ringer book, the first one.
All the premises now are, you have three premises. All you're saying is if A, B, C, 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 B,
C, B, C, B, C, B, C, B, C, B,
C, B,
C, B, C, B, C, B,
Oh boy. See you later.
Come on.
Hope that was clear.
Hey.